March 29th through April 4th. Easter. I am he who liveth. I am he who was slain. An Easter Sunday primary class is an excellent opportunity to help children strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement. Seek the Lord's guidance on how to do that. You may find some helpful ideas in this outline. Invite sharing. Let the children share with you what they know about the reason we celebrate Easter. Ask them what their families do to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at Easter time. Or let them share what they are learning about Jesus Christ at home and in the scriptures. Teach the doctrine, younger children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11 through 17. Because of Jesus Christ, I will be resurrected. As you teach the children about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 11 through 17, can help you explain what it means to be resurrected. These verses can also help build their faith that they will be resurrected someday. Possible activities. Show pictures of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Savior. See Gospel Art Book, Numbers 57, 58, and 59. Ask the children what they know about these events. Testify that Jesus died for us and rose from the dead so that we can all be resurrected after we die. Think of an object lesson that can help the children understand what happens when we die. Our spirits and bodies separate. And when we are resurrected, our spirits and bodies come back together. For example, what happens when we remove the battery from a flashlight or the ink container from a pen? What happens when these things are reunited? Read to the children from Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 17. Quote, "The spirit and the body will be united, never again to be divided, that they might receive a fullness of joy." End quote. Why are we grateful for our bodies? Share the joy you feel to know that we will all be resurrected and have our bodies again. Sing together a song about the resurrection, such as, "Did Jesus Really Live Again?" or "Jesus Has Risen." See Children's Songbook, page 64 and page 70. Give the children pictures that represent words or phrases in the song. For examples, see Gospel Art Book, Numbers 59, 60, and 61, and invite them to hold up their pictures when they sing those words. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 11 through 24, section 110, verses 1 through 7, and Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. The prophet Joseph Smith saw Jesus Christ. One way to help the children strengthen their faith in the Savior is to share with them Joseph Smith's testimony. Quote, "He lives, for we saw him, even on the right hand of God." End quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 23. Possible activities. Show the children a picture of Joseph Smith's first vision. See the January 4 through 10 outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. Invite the children to tell you what is happening in the picture and ask them to find Jesus Christ. Ask the children if they know about other times Joseph Smith saw the Savior. In your own words, tell about the experiences described in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 11 through 24, section 110, verses 1 through 7. Tell the children how these scriptures build your faith in Jesus Christ. As the children color this week's activity page, read to them the scriptures it refers to. Point out details in the pictures that are described in the verses. Testify to the children that the prophet Joseph Smith saw Jesus Christ, and this is one reason we know that Jesus lives. Teach the doctrine, older children. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 11 through 24, section 110, verses 1 through 10, and Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. The prophet Joseph Smith testified that Jesus Christ lives. A prophet's most important mission is to testify of Jesus Christ. Help the children build their faith in the Savior by learning from Joseph Smith's testimony of him. Possible activities. The following passages describe times when Jesus Christ appeared to Joseph Smith. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 11 through 24, section 110, verses 1 through 10, and Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. On the board, list some truths we learn about the Savior from these verses. Invite the children to identify which verses teach the truths listed on the board. What else do we learn about Jesus Christ from Joseph Smith's experiences? On this week's activity page, help the children match the pictures with the scripture verses. Why is it a blessing to know that Joseph Smith saw the risen Savior? Share your testimony that Jesus Christ lives and that Joseph Smith is a prophet. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 49. Section 88, verses 14 through 17 and verse 27, section 138, verse 11 and verses 14 through 17. Because of Jesus Christ, I will be resurrected. How will you help the children deepen their appreciation for the Savior's gift of resurrection to all of us? Possible activities. Assign each child one of the following scripture passages. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 49. Section 88, verses 14 through 17 and verse 27, section 138, verse 11 and verses 14 through 17. Invite the children to search their verses to find a phrase that they feel captures the message of Easter. Let them share their thoughts. If time allows, let them make cards that feature the phrases they found that they can give to family members or friends. Ask the children how they would explain to a younger sibling or a friend what it means to be resurrected. For ideas, read together Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 14 through 17, and consider questions like these. What happens to our spirits and bodies when we die? What happens when we are resurrected? How did Jesus Christ make resurrection possible? Show the video, Because He Lives. See churchofjesuschrist.org and let the children share how they feel about what the Savior did for them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13, section 19, verses 16 through 19, section 45, verses 3 through 5, section 58, verses 42 through 43. Because of Jesus Christ, I can be forgiven of my sins. In addition to saving us from physical death, Jesus Christ provided a way for us to be saved from spiritual death. In other words, to be forgiven of our sins and return to God's presence. Possible activities. Write on the board two headings similar to these: what the Savior did and what I must do. Invite each child to search one of the following passages to find something that belongs under these headings. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13, section 19, verses 16 through 19, section 45, verses 3 through 5, and section 58, verses 42 through 43. Share your joy and gratitude for what the Savior did for us. Help the children learn the third article of faith. You could help them memorize it by showing pictures that go with key phrases. Show the video, The Shiny Bicycle. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Or tell a story of your own about a child who made a wrong choice and then repented. Help the children discuss what the child in the story did to receive forgiveness. How has the Savior made it possible for us to be forgiven? Encourage learning at home. Help the children think of something they can do to tell other people, especially their family members, what Jesus Christ has done for us. The next time you meet, ask them to share with you what they did. Improving our teaching. Children benefit from repetition. Don't hesitate to repeat activities multiple times. Especially with younger children, repetition will help the children remember what they are learning.